Trenton Bulldogs will be in action at 10:30 on Saturday morning from the old gym at King City High School. They will play in the eighth place game against King City. Pretty much, I said this on Tuesday night, if you play King City and you're playing them in their old gym, it's a road game for Trenton for all intents and purposes, even though officially it's in the GRC crossover showcase. 10:30 in the morning for that one. That'll be preceded by the eighth place girls game at 9. There'll be 16 games over Saturday and two gyms at King City. Tough loss for Trenton. No other way to kind of sugarcoat that one, Coach. You did a lot of good things at Maysville for three quarters, and then Maysville, they got off the mat and they started hitting shots against you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, for three quarters, you know, we're doing everything we want to do. We're struggling offensively still. We're not, like, lighting the nets up on our end of the floor offensively. But defensively, we're keeping them to a lower score and, you know, did a good job rebounding the first half, didn't give up a second-chance point, you know, did pretty well in transition defense. And then the fourth quarter, the wheels kind of fell off.
Yeah, fourth quarter kind of came in two surges. You know, Maysville had that surge to get it even, and then you kind of had a counter surge. And I want to say there's about maybe a minute and a half left or something like that, and you got up by 4 or 5 points, and you just couldn't close it out over that last 90 seconds. When you recollect or you look back at the game, Coach, what were the things that especially late that you weren't able to do as well as you wanted to?
Yeah, you know, in that final 90 seconds, I think we even had a 6-point lead. I think it was 45-39. You know, we turned the ball over a couple times. You know, got a contested shot at the rim that, you know, could have went either way. Didn't get it. And then, you know, we missed some free throws late. And Maysville did everything you have to do in the final 9 seconds of the game, down two possessions to win a game. And, you know, then we got to look from three there to tie. That, you know, I thought was for the amount of time that we had to execute a shot to try to send it to overtime, I thought we got, you know, a decent look.
On the defensive end, Coach, you know, certainly, as yeah, you can say this from Maysville's perspective, they started hitting shots in the fourth quarter, and that's true. What were the things that you did well for three quarters that in the fourth quarter just didn't do as well defensively?
Well, we got in some foul trouble throughout the course of the game, and so that made us even smaller than we normally are. You know, we're not the biggest team, but it made it smaller in the second half, and then, you know, especially in the fourth quarter with being in foul trouble, we weren't able to contest at the rim as much as we needed to, and they were able to get some shots at the rim, you know, probably a little easier than they needed to. And then they hadn't hit a three all night until, you know, the final 10 minutes of the game. They ended up hitting three threes late in the game. That kind of, you know, that hurt as well.
It wasn't the first time the boys had been in a close game, but as far as having a lead and then having a team come back at them and get it close, they maybe hadn't been in a game like that since against Northland Christian back at the Ketchum Community Center. Did you kind of sense that, yeah, there's different ways to try to describe it, but the game starts getting fast and you kind of get into that freakout mode a little bit when you see that lead starting to dissipate. Did you kind of see, you know, the boys kind of react to that a little bit adversely?
You know, a little bit, but even whenever we lost the lead 3 or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you know, we hit a big three, to get the lead back. I think we were down one, then we hit a three, and we go up two. And we're able to stretch the lead at that time from, you know, being down one to get it back up to six. So I thought the response there was fantastic. And, you know, like you said, we haven't been in these games a whole lot. A lot of our games have been decided before the final 4 minutes of the game. And so for us to get some experience and figure out how to win a game, and ideally, you know, whenever we're up 16 in the third quarter, you hope we're just going to run away and hide with it. But like I said, offensively, it wasn't like we were setting the nets on fire.
Is there something to be said, because you hear this all the time, that when a team is struggling in the win column, as obviously Trenton and Maysville for that matter too, going into that game, but sometimes you're just learning how to win. You kind of have the ability to win those games, but sometimes you just got to go through that because you're learning how to win. Is there some truth to that statement?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the first 15 games of the year, we, you know, learning a new system, learning how to play the way that we're going to be playing moving forward and things like that. There's a big learning curve. But then, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been very pleased with the kids because we started kind of figuring out how not to lose games. And you have to do that before you figure out how to win games, because we've cut down on the turnovers tremendously. We went from turning the ball over 30% to, you know, turning the ball over about 20%, which, you know, whatever that means a lot to us, because that's 10 more percent, you know, 10% of our possessions we get to shoot a basket. You know, we're doing a much better job rebounding. We're not just getting pounded on the boards right now. And so we're figuring out ways to compete. And you know, a lot of the biggest issues that we've had in the recent weeks is we're struggling to shoot the ball right now. And so when you do that, you still got to put the ball through the bucket.
Does it look like, Coach, because I don't have the list. I can kind of guess off the top of my head and go to Mission, go see for sure. But as far as the districts go and seating meetings and all that, I would assume there's probably some other teams in there that have struggled a little bit this year. But do you kind of feel like, are you going to see Chillicothe in the first round? Do you think that matchup with the Hornets might go to somebody else?
You know, I don't know how the seeding will go on the top, because there's two really good teams there. Between Chillicothe and Richmond. We've played against Chillicothe in the Jamboree and then in the regular season, and I've seen Richmond, and they're both two quality teams, so I'm not sure which one we'll get matched up with. But and then there's some other teams that are just having some, you know, decent seasons, being a little bit above 500, around that 500 mark. So, yeah, I don't know if we'll get Chillicothe or Richmond. I'm assuming it'll be one of those two that we'll be matched up with.
No, you're right. I forgot about Richmond, and I saw them at the Lawson tournament, and them with Coach Germain, they have really surged over the last couple of years. That's a very good basketball team. Absolutely. Going back to Friday night at Stanbury, Coach, 57-39 loss there to the Stanbury Bulldogs. What were the things that you took out of that performance with the boys?
Another good defensive performance from us. I mean, we did a nice job making Stanbury earn everything they had. They had length on us at every position, and so it made it – first half we struggled to get the ball moving, and we had to do a few adjustments of just making sure the ball wasn't sticking in our hands and getting the ball moving and opening up space, because, you know, the first – 10 minutes of the game, we were kind of trying to get that feel out, and it was making it tough on passing angles and things like that. So once we got the ball moving and we got our player movement going, we opened up some space, and we were able to, the second half, play a much more competitive game. But the whole game defensively, I was pleased, because we didn't let Stanbury, you know, just run right over us. They had to get everything they wanted, and finally in the second half we started shooting the ball a little better.
Did you find that, you know, we talked about Colin Sager being a difficult stop, and I thought you did a decent job against him, but at the end of the night, good scorers do this. They find a way to get their points. The Schwaback brothers, I thought that they had a huge impact on the game, and they were tough to stop. They work well together, obviously.
Yeah, you know, Colin Sager ended up with 20, but, you know, I didn't think he got a shot all night that was just like the one that we just gave to him. And I thought Jaron did a really nice job on him. And then, the Schwaback chins, they've gotten so much bigger and more athletic as they've gotten older. And they towered over the guys they were defending, and you know, they do a good job of just continuously running their offense until they find a shot that they like. They did a nice job.
As far as your offense goes at Stanbury, Coach, you know, in building that lead, I thought it was certainly for the start and just shooting the ball well. I liked what I saw from Chase on Tuesday.
Yeah, Chase is doing a good job of scoring the basketball for us. You know, and that's one of the things I am pleased with is, you know, we've got pretty balanced scoring throughout the year, and, you know, I wish those numbers would go up amongst all that balance, just, you know, 3 or 4 points a game with each of them, and then it's a different story. But we're going to continue to try to work and develop them on becoming better scorers. And, you know, you saw it Friday night. We struggled to score at the rim just because of the length and the ability other teams have to contest and alter some of our shots. So we ended up making more threes than we made twos the other night.
Well, we know this on Saturday morning, and I know there's probably some things that you look forward to and some things that are going to be a little bit awkward in going to coach at a place that you coached at for numerous years, Coach. But going to King City, you'll have a lot of memories in that gym Saturday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a game I'm not looking forward to just for the fact that I'm having to go against some of my former kids and a lot of the kids I coached in middle school. You know, but I'm excited for the opportunity my kids that I have now. To go over and just get another game to compete in and, you know, hopefully play well. But I always enjoy going back to King City. I just, you know, I wish it was going against a different opponent.
Well, and yeah, absolutely. And that's understandable. With the history you have in King City, Coach, you know, that is not the biggest school in this conference by any stretch of the imagination. That's a big deal, and it should be a really good moneymaker for the school district over there to be able to host that this year.
Yeah, and I think they're going to enjoy showing off their new facilities with the new elementary building and classrooms and then the new gym. And King City does a tremendous job of putting financial support back into the school system. And you know, and they got nice facilities. I say they're the nicest facilities of a school that size that you're going to find with the new football field, the new track, the new gym, all kinds of good stuff going on there.
You go to Cameron on Tuesday then, Coach. You kind of wrap up the regular season at Cameron Tuesday. You got Hamilton at home next Friday. We'll save that for the interview next Wednesday, certainly. But the Dragons are pretty good this year, are they not?
Yeah, you know, I haven't
seen a whole bunch of them. We haven't had a whole lot of the common opponents, but I think they're having a much better year than they've had in the past few years. So it'll definitely be a tough matchup going there. And, you know, I saw them this summer whenever we went to Mid-Buchanan Shootout, and they got some nice little pieces.
One of the things that Cameron mentioned to me the other night, we haven't talked about him all that much, but the job that Coach Sager has done with the JV boys, because they didn't have much experience at playing at even a JV level coming to the season. They had some struggles in the month of November and then December. They've improved a ton here over the last 2 months.
Yeah, Coach Sager's done a great job with those guys. And it goes to show whenever you can continue doing the same thing and improving on it instead of, you know, switching up 15 different things and trying to figure out this, and this. We just continue to do what we're trying to do with program one, or in the first year of the program. And Coach Sager's done a good job with them. And, yeah, they went from not even being close to having a competitive game the last three or four. They got, you know, they won that one half, and then they've had several competitive games here recently to show that they've improved.
What are the things that, you know, obviously when you try to build a program, it's just not about the kids that you have in high school at that time. You also hope that you're developing kids at a elementary level, junior high level, those things. What are the things that you wanted to put in place to kind of build the program over, you know, instead of just being a 1 to 2 year deal, a 5 to 10 year deal, so you get kids that once they get to 8th, 9th, 10th grade, that they've played the sport a good deal?
Right, yeah, and it's not only the playing, it's the playing in a way that's going to align with the varsity program. And, you know, I tell people this all the time. You know, I'll get in conversations with people to say, you know, you just need to get back to your fundamentals. Well, the fundamentals are not the same for every team. Teams that run a pattern continuity offense and zone defense are not the same fundamentals that we need with a conceptual, you know, drive and space kind of game and then man defense. Our fundamentals are different, and so just aligning the skill set that it takes with, you know, starting and stopping drives and attacking closeouts and how to guard your man and how to help and rotate on defense. Those are the fundamentals that we need that will consistently, you know, hopefully align up all the way and trickling all the way down.
Yeah, it's head coach Corbin Coe of the Trenton Bulldog Boys basketball program. Play King City 10:30 Saturday morning at King City. That's the old gym at King City. At Cameron Tuesday, Hamilton at home next Friday the 21st. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Hey, thank you so much.